Business has been booming and bubbling at Gray Sail Brewery in Westerly, Rhode Island. The sounds and smells of fresh beer simmering away in brand new fermenting tanks permeate the historic brick building. Owner Jennifer Brinton says the additional 60-barrel tanks were needed to keep up with demand for Captain's Daughter and Flying Jenny, two of the brewery's most popular ales.
This last expansion that we're going through now, we have four more 60s coming in, and then this one over here is a 120.
Gray Sail's million-dollar expansion doubles the footprint of the facility, as well as its annual capacity of 6,500 barrels. Gray Sail is among the nearly 350 New England craft breweries to open in the last decade or so. In terms of production growth, that's more than three times the national average, according to the Colorado-based Brewers Association. For craft beer fans like Matt Cavati of Mystic, Connecticut, a regular at the five-year-old Beard Brewery in nearby Stonington, it's clearly a buyer's and a drinker's market.
There's Fox Farm that just opened up in Boston. We go to Trillium, and then we go up to Massachusetts to Treehouse Brewing as well. If we're in Vermont, we go to The Alchemist, so we go to Hill Farmstead. So wherever we're in the area, we kind of seek out local breweries.
New Englanders' taste for beer goes back to the Pilgrims. They each drank a gallon a day aboard the Mayflower and landed at Plymouth Rock not just because they were off course, but because they were running out of beer, which they considered safer to drink than water. By the mid-20th century, most New England towns and cities had local breweries just down the block. But these gradually folded in the face of competition from the major national brands. These days, the region is still playing catch-up to the West Coast in Colorado, where the craft beer craze began back in the 1980s. Yet in some corners of New England, where other iconic industries once ruled, craft beer is doing just fine. Melissa Corbin is executive director of the Vermont Brewers Association.
The economic impact that craft brewing had in Vermont is estimated at $376.7 million in 2016. So that is exceeded the maple syrup industry. And as far as skiing goes, that's a $900 million industry. But when you just take into account skiing on the actual mountain, and not the hotels and restaurants around that mountain, that's a $300 million industry. So when you just look at skiing itself, craft beer has exceeded on-mountain skiing as an economic impact and exceeded maple syrup.
New England is certainly one of the densest places for breweries and for craft consumption around the country.
That's Bart Watson, chief economist for the Brewers Association. He says that Vermont, with its 50 craft breweries, and Maine, with its 77, rank high in terms of breweries per capita. Maine, in fact, is number 7 in the nation, while Vermont stands at number 1. Watson points out these rankings are relative to those states' populations, which are smaller than those of West Coast mega craft brewing states like California or Oregon. Still, the question of whether or not the craft beer industry is reaching a saturation point is one he hears a lot from journalists. Trained economist that he is, he typically answers with yet another statistic, which he hopes puts the question into perspective.
75% of the breweries in the country still make less than 1% of the beer. That's collectively.
But some brewers, like Sean Larkin of Revival Brewing in Cranston, Rhode Island, have been scanning the horizon these days and wonder just how much of that less than 1% the market can absorb.
Shelf space is shrinking. That's first and foremost. Tap space is shrinking. That's second. So if you're relying on shelves or taps to drive your business, you need to reconsider that business model.
One cost-cutting strategy is contract brewing, that is, having another brewery make some of your beer for you, which saves on overhead. Another is a gambit that's as old as salesmanship itself. Ryan Hellert is manager of Dick's World of Wines in Westerly.
What you're starting to see is breweries that may brew a very small batch. Then it creates a demand so that when it comes in, that store only gets 5 cases and it's out the door. And I'm starting to see more of that from a lot more breweries. And that's going to be the way that these breweries survive and sustain. Because if it's not on the shelf and people are looking for it, the next time they see it, they buy more of it.
So no matter how you pour it or how it measures up against the big national brands, in terms of sales or production, when it comes to craft beer, less, it seems, really can be more. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Tom Verdi.